With the Citi Business Advantage Platinum Select World MasterCard, you can turn Staples and more into a new adventure when you earn American Airlines Advantage miles on all your business purchases, from office supplies to airline tickets to car rentals. Find out more at citi.com/fly.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonders, me because to perform. God is going to bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day.
With signs and wonders.
Miracles
to perform. God's
gonna bless
you.
God's gonna bless
you.
Just holding on.
Come on, baby.
Just hold on. Change is coming.
Oh, I
feel it in the air. In the atmosphere. Just hold on. Change is coming.
Oh, move of God.
A move of God is on the way.
Come on, say it. Coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on.
Come on,
say it.
Just hold on.
The move of God is on the way. Hold on, dear friends. You're listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries. Gregory Scott welcoming you to another morning, evening, afternoon, nighttime of good gospel, good preaching, good worship. So glad you're with us. And I want you to know that God is always with us, and a move of God is on the way. Some of us will say, yeah.
It's gonna happen.
You wait
and see.
All things
are possible.
Oh, yeah.
Just that will be. Just hold on.
Time.
Hey.
Yes, friends, a move of God is on the way. So let's take a moment to begin the program, as is our tradition, with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we stand before you. We prostrate ourselves before you. We kneel with our hearts open and our hands to receive the glory that is truly yours. Thank you for allowing us to be in a lifetime where we can appreciate and understand what you have given us and the sacrifice that your Son Jesus made that we might be free. We ask in this moment, O Lord, that you extend your blessings and your healing to everyone within the sound of our voices. Lord, we ask a special blessing and prayer for Pastor Benjamin, her family members, her friends and neighbors, and all those who are blessed to dialogue and interact with her on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis. Lord, we know that the beast, the devil, the destroyer, is determined to keep us from your heavenly glories. And Lord, we stand before the gates of heaven, knowing that they swing open and will admit all those who have fought back the negative, the hatred, the anger, the disgust, the destruction which the devil would put in our lives. But Lord, we know that every challenge that we are given is truly a blessing, a chance for us once again to radiate in your glory. Lord, the kingdom of heaven is truly at hand, and it's here and now. And we know, based on our daily experience, our readings, and our prayer, that Jesus is prepared at any moment to lift us into the heavenly kingdom. These blessings, Lord, we ask. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Yes, lift him up. Amen. And here's Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Amen, amen. How to reach the masses. Men of every verb for an answer. Jesus gave the keys. And you know what? Many times we come on the air and we are teaching the gospel and preaching the gospel, but never once in our 3 years as we approach the anniversary of our 3 years, Dr. Gregory M. Scott and Pastor Patricia Benjamin are on Blog Talk Radio. We started out on WGGM, and the Lord blessed. We are on our own station for over 2 years now, and it's WGUM, Glory United Ministries. But as I was speaking with the Lord on today, and the Lord said for us to do it a little different this time. We had never done a program on this order before. And he said, read. And as I was speaking with Dr. Scott on yesterday evening, he was telling me about the kingdom of God being within. I know the word says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So in order, I believe, that we're saying, for thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So in order for the kingdom to be done on earth as it is in heaven, I rightfully believe that the kingdom is within. We are in the earth. So because we are in the earth and the kingdom of God is within us, his children, because the kingdom is in us, then his kingdom has come and his will must be done through us and in our lives on earth as it is in heaven. I am excited tonight about this broadcast that we are doing, and it's just a good thing to lift him up, lift Savior up for men to see. Jesus said, if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. All that is willing to come unto him is his. And all that isn't willing to come unto him, oh well, I'm going to leave that for you to figure it out. Dr. Scott, I am excited to be with you this evening. This is something new for the both of us that we are going to be doing tonight for our listeners, whenever and however way they listen. Aren't you glad about Jesus, Dr. Scott?
Yes, ma'am. I am so glad.
Isn't he a wonderful God, a great God, a good God, a all-powerful, all-knowing? Oh, he is just that. Would you say?
Amen. Amen.
I know that's right. And we are going to do something here tonight. We're just going to read the Word of God, and as we read the Word of God, and if we come to a verse of Scripture and we need to speak on that, we will. But if not, we will just be reading the Word of God. I just want you listeners to just sit back and relax and just let the wave of the Word of God, the Spirit of God, take place in your hearing, and that the Word of God will touch your life and make you feel anew, afresh. The scripture said, Lord, anoint us afresh. Anoint me afresh. As I was speaking on yesterday with a gentleman, and he and I were chatting, and God gave me a revelation while I was talking with him, and I wrote it down, and I'm just so grateful about the Word of God. And I'm going to be reading, we are going to be reading John's Gospel, St. John's Gospel. We're going to be starting at that 16th chapter of St. John. I had a lady prophesy to me once a few years ago here in New York. She visited my church from Buffalo, New York, and she called me and said to me, there isn't much that I can say to you. There isn't much that I can tell you that you don't already know, because you know the Word. And she said, but I will say what I hear the Lord saying. She said, the Lord said for you to read your Bible and read it and read it and read it. She said, because there are scriptures in the Bible that people had never heard of before. And you are going to be the one to expose them to the Word of God that they've never heard. They're familiar with the things that Matthew said, some of them. They're familiar with some of the things that John have said, but not all. So tonight we're going to read, and we hope that it's something that you've already read or something you've already heard preached. But if not, thank God for the Word being new in your hearing. And I'll begin with verse 1, and Dr. Scott will read a verse, and then I will read a verse until we finish. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended.
They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service.
Dr. Scott, would you like to have something to say about that second verse? Or
let us continue. May we continue.
Okay, being that he said let's continue, but I'd like to take a moment to focus on that second verse. That second verse that he read said, whosoever killeth you will think that he did God a service. Well, we're looking at what's happening on the television today. We look at what happened in South Carolina with the 9. That person thought that he was doing God a favor. When we look at the young fellow there in Oregon, how he killed them, he asked them a question first, if they were a Christian, what religion are they? And he says, well, you're going to meet him now. So this person felt as if he was doing God a favor. So don't be alarmed with what's happening in the world today and what's going to continue to happen, because the enemy have these people's minds so that they feel as if they're doing God a great service or a good service. Or let's put it like this, they think that they're doing God a favor. Now I will go on and read verse 3. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me.
But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you, at the beginning, because I was with you.
But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou?
But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Oh, bless his name.
And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
Of sin, because they believe not on me.
Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more.
Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now.
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you.
All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you.
A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father.
You know, it is good to know that Jesus is preparing the disciples for the worst, but yet the best. Because he said, if I don't go away, I can't send the Comforter. Because while I'm here, it is no need for the Comforter to be here. But because I need to go away, I won't leave you nor forsake you. I just will not leave you here in this world alone. I will send the Comforter. And the Comforter will be here to comfort you and to aid you and to walk with you and to talk with you and to show you and to tell you things. I'm so glad that the Lord spake these things. A little while he's telling them, because their hearts were saddened that Jesus was leaving them. But he said, I'll be gone just a little while. You won't see me, in verse 16. And again a little while, and you shall see me. Ah, you won't see me for a little while. But a little while, I'll be back. That's what he's saying to them in verse 16. You and ye shall see me, because I'll be back. I'm going to my Father. I'm going to my Father. And verse 17 says, then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me? And again, a little while, and ye shall see me? And because I go to my Father? That's a question.
Then they said, therefore, what is this that he saith? A little while? We cannot tell what he saith.
Now, Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him and say unto them, do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and ye shall not see me, And again, a little while, and ye shall see me.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy.
Oh, isn't it nice to know that the scripture lets us know in the Old Testament that says weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And Jesus is saying to these disciples, you are going to weep and lament, but joy is coming after your weeping. So it's just a good feeling to know that the Lord is with us. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world.
And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you.
This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you.
Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full.
These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father.
At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you.
For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God.
I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world again. I leave the world, and go to the Father.
His disciples said unto him, lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverbs.
Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God.
Jesus answered them, do ye now believe?
Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
It is so great to know that God never left his son Jesus while he was here on the earth. And isn't it sad that the Lord had to just point things out in such a way that our doubt is calmed or soothed or dealt with? Because somewhere in here they had a little doubt, because the way that Jesus asked them the question about, do ye now believe? You didn't believe that I came from God before I said all of these things? Now you believe? It is sad that God has to perform miracles or do things for us in order for us to truly, truly believe. God, speak and tell us, go here and do that. And we're hesitant about doing what he said, But once we see and make sure that, okay, he did say, then, okay, we believe that, okay, God, you did say that. You did prove yourself to that point. And the last verse says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Oh, bless his name. I have overcome the world. The Lord is letting us know. Jesus is talking with his disciples, and he's letting them know that there you will suffer many things. There will be great tribulation that will come your way, but fear not. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. Whatever be tied, I am an overcomer. I have overcome the world. I will give you peace in the tribulation period. I can do these things. Why? Because I've already been there and done that. So because your mind and you believe now that I am of God, that God has sent me into the world, that you can overcome too, because I am an overcomer. I tell you, I thank God for this 16th chapter of the book of St. John, and we will continue. We will go into the 17th chapter of St. John, and it begins to read these words. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee.
As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And I just want to take a moment to ask the listeners, has the hour come for you? Are you ready to glorify God so God can glorify you? Because he has been given the power over all flesh, and eternal life is at hand. And Jesus has the power. Will you glorify God and let him lift you into eternal life? And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
Amen. I tell you, I enjoyed the reading of the second verse and the question that Dr. Scott proposed. Have your hour come. I like that, Dr. Scott. Trust me, I will be doing a sermon on have your hour come. Pardon me?
I knew that a sermon was right there.
I knew that. I heard it. And we just thank God for the reading of his word. That's how we get sermons, by reading the word of God. Let's read verse number 4. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do.
And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word.
Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee.
Now they know. Oh, bless his name. Verse 8, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me.
I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine.
Jesus is saying here that I'm not praying for the world. I'm not praying for those that are not mine. Now, somebody would say, that's not right. But Jesus, if I was to say, well, I'm not praying for those people over there. I don't want anything to do with those people. When you're wrong, you're a Christian, and you shouldn't say something like that. Jesus prays for everybody. But that's not what the Bible says here in this 17th chapter. Jesus said, I'm not praying for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are mine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. I feel just like giving God a dance offering. Woo! Dr. Scott?
And reading verse 10. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them.
And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one.
While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
And now come I to thee, and these things I spake in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves.
I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil.
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world.
And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word,
that they all may be one as thou, Father, in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world.
O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me.
And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Now,
may
Jesus
the Lord.
Here, yes, amen. Jesus here, Pastor, is making it plain. He's saying right now that there's an unbroken link between him and God. And that unbroken link begins with God, comes through Jesus, comes right down to the disciples, and comes out to all the believers. That sanctification that Jesus has is ours. And we must believe his word, believe that God sent him, and know that he is laying down the foundation here for us to be one with him as he is one with God. Now, it can't get any plainer than that. I'm telling you that right now, Pastor. It is plain.
There is a song that comes to mind, Dr. Scott, that Lord, make us one. Lord, make us one. Lord, make us one. One in the Holy Ghost. I tell you, this is a rich word that have come forward tonight. I'm so glad to have this word of God. It is a light. You know, it reminds me of Matthew's gospel, Dr. Scott, when Matthew's gospel tells us that we are a city that sitteth upon the hill and we cannot be hidden. And when you have Jesus and Jesus is in God and God is in Jesus and we're in the both of them, the Lord is networking. He's making us one. And it is so beautiful. Timothy Wright made the song, "We Are One." We are one in the Spirit. We are one. And it is just so beautiful. The love of God, the foundation of the Lord is so real. And people, Dr. Scott, have not read this. It's a New Testament. It's John's gospel. They know about the 14th chapter of John, and they know about the 15th chapter of John. The 14th tells us to let not your heart be troubled. Perhaps they've heard that at a funeral setting. And then the 15th chapter of St. John, they've heard about Jesus said, "I am the true vine." But the 16th chapter that we read and the 17th chapter that we read, perhaps they had not heard about them or those two verses or chapters that we have read in its entirety. And I just want to just, I am just bubbling over. There's something about the Word of God that just puts, oh, it's like that water, that well of water that just springs up in my belly, and it feels good to feel the presence of the Lord all over you from your head to your toe and from your toe back up to your head. Oh, God, we just thank you tonight for allowing your love to just saturate our hearts and to know the disciples, Dr. Scott, didn't want Jesus leaving. That made them very sad, but Oh, Jesus said, but I won't be here in the flesh. But the Comforter will be here. And that's going to be me in the spirit. Jesus is the Comforter. Jesus was in the flesh when he was talking with the disciples in this Gospel of John. He was flesh. The Bible said that he became flesh and dwelled among us. But when he went back to be with the Father, he became spirit again, as he was in the beginning. We read that. As he was in the beginning, he went back. He left the flesh. He shed the flesh on the cross. His spirit went on home with his dad. And it's just so good to know that the Comforter that we call the Holy Ghost is with us. The Spirit of Jesus is here with us. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. The Spirit of God is here on the earth with us. But Jesus said, if I don't go, if I don't leave you, I cannot send you the Comforter. I tell you, I have enjoyed this. Dr. Scott, you have a closing remark before we close out tonight. I would just like to say, usually after we read the scripture in church, we say, and may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearer of his word.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. To me, Pastor, this is, I know there's just so many wonderful and interesting lessons and parables and proverbs in all the scriptures. But to me, there's nothing sweeter than the prayer that Jesus makes before he undertakes his true mission, the sacrifice. And this is what we have read tonight, where he is standing with his disciples and allowing them to hear him pray and dialogue with God on their behalf, and to hear him entreating God to allow that same spirit and love which infused him to be transmitted and driven to the disciples solely on their belief and their experience with him, knowing that that love and that spirit will empower all those who hear that message to understand and to enter into the kingdom and the eternal life that Jesus wants everyone to have and experience. So this is a sweet, sweet lesson, and thank you for allowing me to share it with you. It's a wonderful experience.
Amen. Don't forget. Don't forget, yeah. We're coming up on our anniversary. We have our anniversary service. It is going to take place on October 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd, nightly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to log on by going into your computer and listening to the program. If you do and you'd like to have prayer for yourself or anyone that you know, you can go into the chat room and Dr. Scott will open up your mic when the minister is done bringing the word. And those of you that's listening by your telephone, you can push the number 1, but only push it 1 time, because the first time you push it, it puts you in the host queue. And if you push it again because you're impatient or don't think that they saw it, then you only pull yourself out of the host queue, we are asking for a donation from 3 cents to $3 million to represent our third year on the air. You can, yes, you can. You can give $33 or $35. You can give $32. You can give $43. Any amount that has the three in it, 53, 103, 303. You got the picture? But we want an offering from you all that has the three in it. And we already know that your money is blessed when it leaves your hand. And when it reaches our bank, we'll know that we've been blessed by the blessed money that have come from you. So Dr. Scott will give you the address where you can send your check or your money order or PayPal, and there may be also another way that you can get to some of you that's in the area where I am. If you'd like to drop the check off, you can do that too. Oh, bless his name. But God bless you. Thank you for being with us for this rich and powerful word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. The address to which checks and money orders might be sent would be Glory United Ministries, care of Dr. Gregory Scott, and that would be 251 North DuPont Highway, Dover, Delaware, 19901. Now, behind the address, behind the 251 North DuPont Highway, you must put PMB, as in Patricia Moore Benjamin, 22. You have to put PMB 22. If you don't do that, we may not receive it, just because of the volume of mail that comes to that particular location. So once again, that's 251 North DuPont. DuPont is spelled D-U-P as in Paul, O-N-T, Highway, which can be abbreviated H-W-Y. So thank you so much for listening, and we're just glad that you're with us, and we do look forward to being with you again. And we're going to end with Benny Cummings and Lift Him Up.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form, and after. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said, lift him up.
You've been listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries. It's Dr. Gregory Scott, your genial host. Thank you so much for being with us.